Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Please be seated. One of the recurring conversations that I've had over the course of my ministry goes something like this. So, my kid asked me about blank. I had no idea what to say. What would you have said? Could you go talk to them? Now, blank could be anything, from wondering about death, to questions about communion, from why it is that grandma has cancer, to what's God's real name? No, I mean that, the real name. Kids have a way of distilling the hard questions that we all have and then asking them out loud. We, as we grow, learn to keep them inside and push them down, but not so with kids. And it's hard to answer someone's hard question if you perhaps don't have an answer yourself. Hence all of these playground and coffee hour conversations I've had over time. But the thing is, parents, we are the primary spiritual teachers of our children. For most of us, our kids will get Sunday school for 45 minutes a week, if we make it every week. And so I began to realize over time that I wanted to lead some sort of a series for parents and grandparents, and let's face it, anyone who has these hard questions, and teach them how it is that we might answer these questions or at least wonder about them together. And so a few years ago, during a two-month sabbatical, I created a program that was part Theology 101 to give a foundation of knowledge and part intro to theological reflection to get people comfortable with talking about this stuff. That course, The Hard Questions, Parenting with Doubt, Faithfulness, and Wonder, will be our Easter series, and it begins next Sunday, shameless plug, after this service. I invite you to join us. Invite someone who this might be useful for. Even if you don't have little kids or grandkids, I bet you just might find something important. Because questions and doubt, faith and wondering are as old as time, and they're all found in our gospel story today. Our story begins the day of the resurrection. Mary Magdalene has proclaimed, "I have seen the Lord." And yet that evening, the disciples were still locked away in that upper room, full of hard questions and doubt. Doubt in themselves, doubt about the impossibility of this resurrection, doubt about exactly what it is they were supposed to do next. And so Jesus did what he always did best. He met them where they were, literally and figuratively. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In the other Gospels, we call this Pentecost. But in that upper room, he came not with recrimination for their doubt, but with peace twice over. He understood the hard question of the resurrection, and he offered them his wounds. He knew they were wondering, what next? And so he gave them this gift of the Holy Spirit, breathing on them as God did in the creation, breathing life into Eve and Adam, and made them not only those who follow, disciples, but those who are sent, apostles. By meeting with them at their places of doubt, Jesus helped his friends to grow an Easter faith, one filled with faithfulness and wonder. Questions, doubt, faithfulness, they are at their heart about relationship and journey. Not having or knowing the right answer or the ultimate truth, but in the living out of our relationship with God and each other. My theology professor in seminary, Christopher DeRuysing, called this faithing. Some of you have heard me talk about this before. Faith as a verb. I can't help but wonder if the reason that Thomas wasn't present that first time that Jesus visited the upper room is because of all of them, he was the boldest and had stepped out even in the midst of confusion and doubt and was out in the world faithing. What a disappointment it must have been then to hear the tale from his friends of Jesus' visit, of his peace and breath, of the Spirit and their sending. Wasn't he already out there? Is it any wonder then that Thomas exclaimed, "I must see these marks of the nails in Jesus' hands. I want to put my hand in the wound like you did. I want to believe." Thomas is the foil to this story not because he has doubt. All the disciples had that. But because he provides the opportunity for Jesus to show up again and to bring his peace to those whom he'd already sent, but who were still gathered behind those locked doors. We tell the story again every year in Easter because we, like Jesus' first friends, too often hide behind locked doors, wallowing in the uncertainties of life, in our losses and our grief, in our questions and our doubts. We forget that by virtue of our baptism, we are Easter people, and we too are sent into the world to witness to God's love. We would do well to remember that when nothing is sure, everything is possible. This is where wonder really comes into play. Because we can't see and touch or talk with Jesus, but we can wonder with these grace-filled stories we've been given, not seeking the definitive answer, but wondering as a way to make meaning between these ancient stories and our modern lives. We do this in community and we do it with God. This is our work as Easter people. And because it's big work, we set aside 50 days every year to remind ourselves of it and to rededicate our lives to it. That's right, in case you've forgotten, Easter wasn't just one day last week. It's an entire season of 50 days. Today we get to do this in a special way, as we renew our own baptismal vows and baptize Daxton Ryan into this family of families we call the church. So where is it that you are entering this work this Easter season? Do you have questions? Will you embrace your doubt? Is your faithfulness ready to be put into action? Are you ready to go out into the world faithing? Will you set aside some time to just wonder at it all? My prayer for all of us today and in this season to come is that we ask hard questions. Use doubt as our starting point. Put our faith into action and wonder about the possibility of it all. Amen.